Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel, and today we're going to be talking about Troy and how they're supporting businesses in the aerospace and defense sector.
Right, I remember reading about Troy in the last issue of Plane Talk, but it's been a while.
Yeah, they do a lot in terms of supporting local businesses, especially with sourcing and supply chain issues.
Oh right, the article mentions that they have over 450 original equipment manufacturers in their network.
Exactly, and with the current situation in the world, it's becoming more important for companies to have resilient supply chains.
So you mean like the pandemic and the situation in Ukraine?
Yes, exactly, and it's expected that there will be a shift from global to regional sourcing in the coming year.
I see, so that's where Troy comes in.
Right, they can help businesses identify new suppliers in the region, which is crucial for building resilience.
And they also provide services to help with sales development, marketing and product specialists.
Yes, that's part of what makes them unique. They act as an extension to the businesses they support.
That sounds like a big advantage.
Definitely, and they also have a lot of well-known members like Nordam Aerospace, MB Aerospace and others.
Oh, I remember reading something about their work with carbon emissions.
Right, they did something quite groundbreaking last year.
What did they do exactly?
They calculated carbon emissions for over 400,000 products sold through their network.
Wow, that is so cool.
It really is, and they used the UK government's methodology along with data analytics to do it.
So they can now provide Scope 3 carbon emissions reports for their clients.
Yes, and it's the first time anyone in the industry has been able to do that.
That's quite a big claim, right?
It is, and they're quite proud of it.
And they're working with the University of Exeter on this.
Yes, their data analytics team has long-standing relationships with experts there.
So it's not just about the numbers, but also about having the expertise to back it up.
Exactly, and it's part of their commitment to addressing the global climate emergency.
That's really impressive.
It is, and I think it's something that will become more and more important as the industry moves towards decarbonisation.
So if a business is looking to make cost savings and build resilience, they should definitely consider Troy.
Absolutely, and they can also get help with technological advancements in systems and processes.
That's something I hadn't thought about before.
Yeah, it's a really comprehensive service.
Well, I think this is a really important story for our listeners.
Yes, and I'm sure it will be of interest to many in the Northwest Aerospace community.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
If you'd like to find out more about Troy and their services, you can check the next issue of Plane Talk.
Or visit their website for more details.
Until next time, this is Daniel.
And Emma signing off.